Cornell.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking with Rihanna Sanford today. She's the director of LifeWise Academy here in Duval County. And we're talking about the Bible in the public schools. Are the Bible being taught for public school students? What say you? Should the Bible be taught in the school or off the school campus? Do we have restrictions that says that you cannot teach your child biblical truth, even though he is in a public school system? Rihanna's talking about that today. And just before the top of our news break, we introduced a question. There's some people that will have objections. Some parents will object, say, well, I'm going to use the term, Rihanna, and you respond to it. Some parents would say, I've got an objection because of denominational dogma. What my denomination teaches and your denomination doesn't teach that. Whether it's a Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, parents are afraid, well, their child might be introduced to a religious order that they're against. What say you? How does LifeWise Academy handle that?
Sure, that's a great question. So one of the, we call it the secret sauce for LifeWise Academy, is that we are gospel-centered. Mm-hmm. And what that means is we teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, highlighting the character lessons to bring out for those children, different character things like the reason why it's important to tell the truth, how to love others, Amen. You know, humility, generosity, those things. And those are the things that we're focused on. We're not getting into the weeds about, you know, are you charismatic or are you... you know, do you pray to Mary or anything like that? We just try to stay focused on the biblical content that's from Genesis to Revelation that teaches those character lessons in such a beautiful way that the Bible does. So we have children from all backgrounds, really all kinds of backgrounds, poor, rich, you know, suburban, rural areas, and people from, you know, from all walks of life that end up getting signed up for this program. So we like try to make sure everybody knows that they're, you know, everybody is ministered to regardless of the background.
Amen. Well, it says what I say from the pulpit. Of course, we're Baptist. Mm-hmm. But I say, I don't care what Baptists say. I don't care what denominational dogma says. My approach is, and I think that every Christian, every pastor, every parent's approach should be, what does the Bible say?
Correct.
Forget about, remove these layers of denominational dogma,
ideals,
which many times will lead a person astray as to what the Bible really says.
Yes, sir.
You've got a ton of denominational dogma today that has nothing to do with biblical truth. So I'm in agreement with you. If it's teaching the centrality of the biblical truth, then that's wonderful. I believe we have James on the line. James, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Young, yes, thanks for taking my call. Terrific show. Rihanna, I was at the meeting last night, Duval County School Board meeting, and I heard you, I believe it was you that spoke as one of the great warriors that got up, to just lay out the facts and, as you said, the truth about what you are offering. All the misinformation from the other side, which we'll go into in a second real quick, but all the misinformation, you could tell you were over the target from all the chafe, all the flack that you got, the firing on you, mm-hmm. on your word. And I think in John 17:70, so your word is truth. Mm-hmm. And it was almost as if the evil little quadrant that was out there was writhing over it, and they had to be asked, hey, now let's keep our public comments. I thought of that James verse that says, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
Yes.
And you could see what the opposition was doing. They were squirming and making all kinds of sounds and just, oh, gosh, how dare you mention the Lord's name. Mm-hmm. We don't want that kind of thing in our schools. You know, it was very, very sad to me, that, number one. And number two, the lack of, I'm very plugged in my church community out here in the Beaches area, and I know a lot of pastors out here and a lot of elders. And I think two of my elders banned me, and they jokingly say, okay, I called you back, but I saw your message, and I knew you were going to go off about something. I want to unite the church, but I want to unite the church to get behind the kids. And my question goes out to the listening audience in the ministry. What are you doing when you read 1 Corinthians 16, 13, 14 that says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men and women, obviously, but act like, you know, people that care for the kingdom of God, be strong, and let all that you do be done in love. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying we should go out and attack, but mm-hmm. we darn sure better remember the full armor of God and be on the defense, not only for ourselves, but for our children. And you have people in there that were obviously, forget complacent, they have an evil agenda. They want to groom these kids to think that there can be 16 different genders, and if it feels good, do it. And insanity stuff, Isaiah 5:20 stuff, upside down, bittersweet, horrible lessons from the world. And we don't want that. Mm. So where's the rest of my brothers and sisters in Christ from the church families? Mm. I don't care if you're Baptist or Methodist or what denomination you are, if you love the Lord and you have any stake in it. I don't have any kids currently going, well, the local school colleges and so forth, and elementary schools now. But I would tell you, unless you're involved in this, you have no voice. Mm-hmm. And I would think that you're lying to yourself and you're not being true to your faith if you're not going to roll up your sleeves and get involved. I'm not saying come with me on a mission trip to Uganda. I'm saying come to the Duval County School Board meeting or the City Council meeting and stand toe-to-toe against these people, because guess what? Evil flees when they're exposed to the light. And there's power in numbers of sisters and brothers in Christ praying for the Lord, sharing the word. I mean, I wasn't very eloquent. All I did was preach from the word. All I did was, I think I quoted Romans 15:13. I think I quoted Isaiah 41:10. I quoted some scriptures about how anxiety, Philippians 4, 4, 6, and 7. The kids nowadays are beyond anxious. This is a horrible mm-hmm. place to be with social media and the devil coming at them from every different way. Mm-hmm. And what does the word say? It says, do not be anxious about anything, mm-hmm. but in everything through prayer and petition, make your requests known to God. Mm-hmm. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now, parents, they may not know scripture, but they may know a few or one, but they know they love their kids. And if they love their kids, and if the pastors claim to do the same thing, they should be standing in the gap, bridging that and making it wide open. So my hat goes off to you, and I applaud you and the group of people that you came, and every single one of them that got up spoke from a place of love and strength in the Lord. There's a difference between confidence and cockiness. You are not mm-hmm. cocky or arrogant. You are loving and respectful. And the other side was demonic and evil. It's just what we'd expect them to be. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The mm-hmm. Lord says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly.
Amen.
And that's what you want to share with children.
James, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because the irony that we see in this whole scenario. we're in a situation where in our public school system, we can teach the student, as you said, about the multiple genders. We can teach a student that it's all right to murder a baby in the womb. We can teach a student that the sodomatic gender, the LGBTQI++ is okay, and somehow, some way, be all upset. How many of those same parents have you seen at the school board meetings upset because the sexualization, the weaponization, and the demoralization of our children in the public school rooms, the public school
classrooms? Unfortunately, no. But
that's
if the, I went to
that's
the Jaguar
whole point.
Game, I'm sure I'd see them there. They don't put they put their hands up in the Jaguar games, and they make sure that, you know, Florida State or the Gators or this and that. I mean, think about your heroes of the faith that are off the gridiron. I always mention my friend Pastor Paul Blair, who played for Mike Ditka and Chicago Bears, I think it was. I mean, I like football, but I don't know that much about
Bears.
It. But he's a great, great pastor, great pastor. Look at Tim Tebow and the work he's trying to do to stop childhood sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't get better than that.
All right, one final question, James. I don't want to hold you over. I need to finish the interview with Rihanna. But one final question. What is the answer to our school board in Duval County? Will we see this be able to be overcome with the objections? Will they fall to the least lowest common denominator and simply appease some of these loud mouths that are objecting to this? What do you see on the horizon?
Well, I see a surprisingly good future with Dr. Bernier. Not throwing stones at Dr. Green, but there's a different captain at the helm now, and the ship has got better grades and reports, more parental involvement, and thus we've seen things, truancy rates go down. We've seen tangible numbers of positive change, but we need people, parents and pastors and elders to get involved.
Amen.
Again, I mean...
Well, I'm hoping
if I hurt somebody's feelings, I'm sorry, but you know what? We've got to answer the Lord.
Amen. I tell people, listen, maybe I'll take a little different approach. I tell people I'm going to speak the truth in love. If you don't like it, that's not my problem. Don't tell me, tell God. It's a matter that we need to recognize the era in which we're living in, and the need is great, and the time is short.
Yes.
So, James, thank you so much
for
your call.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. I believe Mary's on the line. Mary, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood, or expect this to the afternoon. Good afternoon. I've been listening to you for quite a while, and I'm very interested in the people that are questioning about school board becoming members of the school board or going and supporting things that they believe in. And I just wanted to share this with your listeners. There is a wonderful organization started by Morton Blackwell and his wife, Helen, who's now passed away. Helen passed away last year, but Morton started an organization to train young men and women to go into office, to run for political office, and prepares them for doing that. And some of the men and women that represent us in Florida and from all over the United States have been through the training program and have learned what it has to offer. But he now is offering also a program for people interested in running for school board and how to work from the inside. And it's called Leadership Institute. You may have heard of it. Leadership Institute. It's available online. They do have classes. It comes from Texas is where it's organized. But I believe they have online classes as well. But they train people to run for office, what they need to do, and everything to prepare so that they're ready to get in, feet on the ground, ready to go and turn this thing around. So I highly recommend anyone out there who is considering it or wanting to know more about how to work from the inside out to make a change. Morton Blackwell, he is a marvelous man and has such a heart for the United States and wants us to have better government, but also our school boards. And he also has befriended Riley Gaines, the young woman who lost her medals because a man posing as a woman, won her medals. Now that's all been turned around by the NCAA. She was a swimmer, but she works with his program as well. So that I highly recommend that your listeners look that up online, and then if they're interested, apply and become a part of that.
Yes, Mary, thank you so much for that information. I'm familiar with it. They do have a program online, and I'm very thankful for the job that they are doing. Thank you so much for your call and your input. God bless you as we keep looking up. Rihanna, we're talking about, and ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about LifeWise Academy. LifeWise Academy. Rihanna Sanford is the area director for Duval County, and I'm thankful that she's our special guest today. Rihanna, tell us about some of the impact that is, how would you say, that you can look at and determine what is the impact that you see in some of the communities, some of the areas that LifeWise has been in?
Yeah, so we hear stories on a regular basis from parents, not just from parents who have their children enrolled, also from teachers and principals, people within the community that can see and tell the very tangible transformative power that's happened in these children. And so they're saying things like, you know, they're nicer to their siblings, they're obeying more, they're becoming a better listener, they're telling the truth, you know, more. We also, from a very scientific point of view, have had a third-party study done where about around 300 schools where LifeWise has been implemented was studied, and the outcomes report was very impressive. It showed us that there were improved attendance numbers from those schools that were involved and where that program was being implemented. We also saw a decreased amount of in-school and out-of-school suspensions, and a lack of an increase or an improvement in behavior among the students that were enrolled within that study. So we obviously would love to see some of that same powerful and lasting impact within the lives of Duval families, because we know character is strong, right? When character is improved, we see stronger students, then we see stronger schools, and then we see ultimately stronger communities. And so it's really a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. If nothing else, if I could just put this little parenthetical footnote in there, if nothing else is taught but the Ten Commandments, mm-hmm. there'll be a dramatic difference in the life of the child.
Yes.
And I say that, I believe it's in the state of Texas, mm-hmm. where the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party on the left had the mantra that since the Ten Commandments were going up on the walls in the schools, they were admonishing the students and the parents. Tell the students, don't even look at the Ten Commandments on the wall. Somehow, some way, we find that is so antithetical to what you'd think would be common sense, normal common sense.
Well, here's the thing. It's like we know that Romans 1 warns those who reject truth.
Yes.
And the Bible is very clear. It says those who reject the truth do what they ought not do.
That's right.
And James mentioned this on his call, and I was like, yeah, we could see that there is a lot of there's a lot of fighting against what is good.
Yes.
And that the forces of evil are very agitated at the thought that the gospel and the truth of God's word is going to be made available on this kind of a level to the students in our county. They're mad.
Yes.
They're mad, and so they're raging.
Satan and his demons get angry.
Yes. Yes. And so we know we're doing something good if we get those kinds of forces hopping up against us. But
I
we have the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, so. I agree with that. What is unique, Rihanna? What's unique about LifeWise curriculum? How do we ensure it's biblically sound and age appropriate?
Well, it's actually a well-known curriculum. I don't know if you're familiar with the Gospel Project, but many Sunday school classes use that curriculum across the country, really probably across the globe. But we basically try, you know, like I said, we pull from Bible content, and we highlight the character lessons in each lesson. So we're looking at how does God's word affect us from a head perspective, from our mind, our thinking? How does it affect us from a heart perspective? And then what does it cause us to do? So it's head, heart, and hands. And we focus on that in every lesson. And whether we have 30 minutes with them or 50 minutes with them, we're making sure that we hit each of those points. What is the lesson? How are we supposed to think about this from a biblical perspective, right? A biblical worldview. And then, you know, what is God saying to us about that? And then how are we activating this within our own lives? So those lessons about generosity and truth and humility and loving others, how do we actually help them to activate, you know, have these things activated in their lives?
In other words, the Bible is not just taught as a historical document, but here's the historicity of it, the place, the time, the people, et cetera, et cetera. But then how do we apply it?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
That makes
yes,
a vast difference.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So what are some of the safety concerns, going back from the biblical teaching, but the transportation, what are some of the safety concerns around kids leaving the school grounds for the classes? And we touched on it earlier about who holds the liability. But tell me about the transaction. How does this take place? A certain time, the transportation drives up on the school campus. How is it handled from that point? Who does what?
Sure. Well, volunteers are really helpful to have, because the volunteers, when we get there, the volunteers are the ones that are going to sign the children out, because safety is a priority. It's a top priority, in fact. And we understand that the parents who sign their children up, they are entrusting their children to us. So we make sure that we follow strict protocols with transportation. There's background checks that's done on every volunteer, everybody who works within the program, and we enact supervision, you know, to make sure every child is safe. But when the transportation comes onto campus, that driver has been background checked. That driver is someone who, you know, has been vetted, essentially. And if the school is within 1,000 feet of the church, we actually don't need a vehicle. We just will walk under supervision, you know, with the children under the supervision of the volunteers to the LifeWise location to learn those lessons. But in the case where the church is more than 1,000 feet away from the school, we will pick them up in a van or in a bus or in a shuttle of some kind, and we will do lessons on the way to the church. So we're making sure that we're using every minute of instruction time that we have with the kids. We'll do memory lessons, you know, memory verse lessons on the bus. We'll sing songs with them on the ride to the school or to the church, and then bring them back, you know, after it's done. And so it's not something where you know, it would just be like if they took a field trip. You know, kids take field trips on a regular basis. They get on a bus and they go somewhere, you know, to get some kind of extra thing, you know, that they're going to get for during that school day. And it would be similar to like that, you know, same precautions and protocols that are put in place.
This may be boiling it down too much to the bare essence, but would you say then, in the big picture and boiling that down, that LifeWise Academy is very much like you'd call a Bible club or vacation Bible school, et cetera, where the parents can voluntarily say, I want my child in that. Mm-hmm. And then as a result of that, I'm sure there's the authorization by the parent that must be signed for that student to leave the school campus.
Yes.
Is that authorization something that has to be done every week, every trip? How is that handled?
So it's something, no, it will be for that school year, essentially.
Okay.
It would be for that school year that they will have a permission excusal note, essentially, that's filed both with our program and with the school, so that they're aware of the students that will be leaving on a weekly basis. We usually don't have them out for any longer than 45 minutes to an hour, because we work really hard to not be a distraction to any core instruction time. So this time will not ever take place during math or reading or science. It will always only be either during lunch or during an elective or some kind of special or resource time during the day.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. We're talking to Rihanna Sanford. She is the area director for Duval County for LifeWise Academy. Rihanna, what is the greatest need for LifeWise Academy right now?
The greatest need for our launching our budding program here in Duval, prayer. Prayer. We can't do anything without prayer. I will
Amen.
Tell you, my prayer time has increased big time since I became the director here. Big time. But we need prayer, first of all. Second of all, we need volunteers, and we need people who have a passion to really help and be involved with these children, looking eyeball to eyeball with them and loving on them. We need a lot of funds. We need the private fund, you know, privately funded part of it is something that's really huge because of the fact that we don't use governmental monies. We're not, you know, we're not using anything from any particular church denomination or anything. So it really is the community coming together to help fund this mission right here in Duval County that's going to be ministering to, I think the number when it, last year was 127,981 kids in the Duval County School District. Yes. I don't know what the numbers are now that the school year has started again, but that number has been brained in my mind for the last couple of months because that's the impact. You know, we have the possibility of being able to reach, you know, tens of thousands of students. Amen. Within the school district.
Well, at this juncture, tell our listeners how they can jump on board, mm-hmm. what they can do, where they can go, who they can call, a number, email address, et cetera, et cetera. Give them a lot of contact information.
Sure, sure. Well, the easiest thing to do would be to go to lifewise.org/DuvalFL for Florida. So again, that's Lifewise, LIFEWISE.org/DuvalFL. And there you will find a way to be able to get involved. You will find an opportunity to give. We're going to be starting in September here a sponsor a student program where people will be able to sponsor a child for $30 a month. And that actually really helps on an ongoing basis some of the funds, you know, that it takes to run the program. You can also find us and help share the word about Lifewise Duval via social media, if that's your thing, facebook.com/DuvalFL and Instagram.com/DuvalFL. Or if you just want to email because, you know, that's your speed, you can just email DuvalFL@lifewise.org.
Rihanna, thank you so much for that. And again, for the benefit of those that might have not been writing as fast as they need to,
sure.
Let our listeners jot down a phone number, email address, or contact person very quickly as to how they can see what's happening, become involved. And another question, and I know this is convoluting my question, mm-hmm. should parents that are interested get in touch with the school board and motivate them in some fashion? Speak to that and give other contact
information. They absolutely can get involved. Send an email to their school board just letting them know that they are excited to take advantage of their parental rights. And if they email me at Duval, Florida, or DuvalFL@lifewise.org, I will help them with some talking points on what kinds of things to cover in that email. And my personal number where I can be reached is a 913 number, so just because I'm not from here, but 913-787-5365, and that way they can get a hold of me personally.
And the final question, how can churches become involved as far as space availability,
sure.
and being a partner in that?
Church partnerships are really huge, allowing me to come and do a church presentation, letting us set up in a lobby. And then obviously, yes, providing some space for that Lifewise lesson to take place.
Very good. Rihanna Sanford, thank you so much for being with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.